Let's do something. Hey, Avram, how are you? Okay. Avram, you're in the Kollel? Why don't you come inside?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Espacio.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Zok the Gravite. Bechin Shar Dvarim Lashon Hara or Achilus. Make sure that they don't speak Lashon Hara or Achilus. And they should not eat kim bebracha rishon v'acharon berakas tamasi. Your God says here, you have to mechanech your kids not to speak lashon hara rechilus. It's very interesting that the Chafetz Chaim writes that one of the main reasons why he thinks, he feels, that people are not careful with lashon hara is because they were never trained to be. Because people are not... people never got proper chinuch in not speaking lashon hara. When a child grows up, you tell them, oh, don't touch this, don't go there, you know, don't eat this. But how often do you tell the child, don't say that? Not as often. So the child not as trained in this area. But you see here how the Gra, one of his main points of chinuch, is not to speak lashon hara rechilus. Okay. By the next point, he says that you have to make sure that when they're eating, they make a bracha rishona and acharina and benching. It's very interesting that he makes a big deal about that. The kriyas shema, and the girls have to say kriyas shema. Now, this is actually brought down in Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't say that the girls have to daven. It just says they have to say kriyas shema. So what's pshat? So the truth is that, according to the Magen Avraham, the main chi of tefillah for girls, for women, is really to say one bakasha. So he holds that you're yoytzei bakasha. So you're yoytzei the bakasha with moedani.
Oh,
all right. So you're yoytzei that with moedani. So the girls really yoytzei the chi of tefillah. There's another thing that they have to mekabel upon themselves, ol malchus shemayim. So that's a halacha in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. It says like this. There are more rights in Siman Ayin. Roy Sheikur Lacha Pasak Rishon. Okay? Because it's Kabbal Tzol Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, that's the specific Indian of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. The girls have to Mekabal upon themselves and know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is one, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and the way to get your emunah and in the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is in the middle is by saying Kriyas Shema with Kavana. And therefore the girls, even though they're not going to say Shemoneh Esrei, they have to say Kriyas Shema. Some say, more than that, they should even say Emes V'yatzif, more than Shemoneh Esrei, because that's a Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim and other inyanim. So, could be there's an Indian in that, but al kaponim, there's definitely an Indian in Kriyas Shema. So, often you can have a married woman, let's say, who can't have and she doesn't have time. She'll say Kriyas Shema. At least the first pasuk. So, even a woman who doesn't daven could say Kriyas Shema. At least the first pasuk. Hopefully, the whole thing. The Gra puts that down as one of the primary points of chinuch for his daughters is brachas and shema and not speaking rechilus and lashon hara. It's very, you know, interesting priorities that he's giving. You know, now you'll say now benching and brachas also is very important. As we know, there's a din of mea brachas bayayim, saying 100 brachas. There's a beautiful Baal Turim in Parshas Zohar, it says, well, a dove kaboy, and there's an extra tag on the kuf. So the Baal Turim asks, what's the extra tag on the kuf? He says, to be meramis, the way you get the Beikas and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is through the kuf brachas, it's through 100 brachas a day.
Not saying Shmonas, right?
What?
It's
not saying Shmonas Esrei, it's unlikely you're going to get hit 100 brachas a day. But, however, that I wasn't forget that. That's not the point. The point is that you should say brachas because brachas keep you close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'hakol b'kavana. Don't let them get away with just blabbling and just spewing out the bracha. Hakol b'kavana. Has to be with kavana. You have to say the brachas with kavana in order that it should affect you. You should actually really understand what you're saying in order that it should affect your neshama. V'ikar hakol. What does it all boil down to? So now we learned about Lashon Hara. We learned about Rechilos. We learned about Brachas. We learned about Benjamin. We learned about Kriyat Shema. Learn, right? Be'ikra Kol. What's the main thing that the girls have to know? So the mind-boggling line here. Right? Mind-boggling line. It says, Be'ikra Kol, Shelo Yetzu Chas V'Shalom Yipesach Be'isam V'Lachotz. They don't leave the house. You got to stay alone. Meaning tznius. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I don't know exactly what that means, unless it means what it says, don't leave the house. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but in today's day and age, what it means is, no one's staying home all day. What it means is tznius. Tznius, not just in dress, tznius in the way they behave. That's to be calling attention to themselves, to be staying to themselves. But the woman, the girls, should know tznius. That's the ikar hakol. You know, the girl says in a place that if I would ask anybody here that joined, that's been with us since the beginning, about when it comes to Nefesh HaChaim, when it comes to all the song we learned, and all this is from the base medrash of the Gra. So I tell you, what is the main thing that a yid has to do? I think you would all agree and understand that it is learning Torah. That's the main mitzvah, all right?
Certainly be
a good guess, you know, if you had to guess. So there's a girl somewhere, which I don't know where it is, maybe it's here somewhere, but there's a girl somewhere that says that everything that a man gains from learning Torah, a woman gains from tzniut. The kurva to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the sense of dveikus in Hashem that a man gets through Torah, a woman gets through tznius. So what the Gra says.
It's probably harder.
That's
probably harder.
No. In the Yetzer Hara. So Memela, if that's the, and that's the Gra. That's not, you know, that's the Gra, who's a heavy hitter when it comes to Torah. So the Gra saying, "Ikra Kol," more than all the other things we talked about, more than Kriya Shema and Brach, it's Nias. It's Nias has to be high level. Now it's interesting. He says, "Shelo Yetzu Chas V'Shalom MiPesach Beisam V'Lochutz." So the level of Nias that the Gra was demanding was that they shouldn't leave the house. There's a famous Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer wonders why do girls have the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Meaning to say, women, noshim are chayv in their chanukah. Married women, we say, ishta kegufa. What about the unmarried women? Unmarried girls in the house. So often most families they don't light. But there's no ishta kegufa on that. And the mahajim and mahajim is that everyone should light. So like, why don't the girls light? So he says, because the mitzvah of lighting is outside. That's what it was this kind. It's a light outside the house. Girls, most don't go outside. So they couldn't have the mitzvah be on girls also. So Mamela, the Madim and Madim was not Niskan on the girls. So Chassam Sofer says. So they're obviously understanding some level of social or tznius that is way beyond what we can relate to. But
way beyond COVID. Way beyond COVID even. And I'm just like,
says you can't go outside your house to Aram, so I'm saying, to light the menorah. I'm saying, but that being said, the tznius element of not calling attention to oneself, that a zikr is drawing attention to. So that's the main thing. Ikra kol, shalaytu chas v'shalom v'pesach beisam v'lofot. It's very strong language. B'shiyaitzisu, they should listen. V'yechabdu oisach, and that to give keep cover to you, to train them in kavod. People in today's generation don't like training their kids in kibud av v'eid. They think it's like gaivadik or whatever. No, you have to train them to give cover to the mother. V'yechabdu oisach uli'imi, and my mother. So apparently the Gra left the house with his mother and wife. His wife was his mother-in-law, with her mother-in-law. So they have to respect you and they have to respect my mother. Interesting. Ulachol hagdolim b'shanimahem, and anyone older than them in age. Gam kol ma shekafsa b'sifrei Musar yekaimu. And remember the Musar Svarim I told you about yesterday? They should read them. I forgot to tell you, not only should read them, they have to make sure they do them. They have to fulfill that which it says in the Musar Svarim, okay? Okay, so giving proper kavod and giving proper honor to the mother, to the grandmother, to the people that are older is also a very fundamental part of the chinuch of the girls. Okay. Tomorrow we will say, I think we do the parasha with the girl, but then he starts talking about the chinuch of the bottom. So let's see what he talks about, how to mechanuch the sons. It's next on loving. Hey, Scott, my son. Coach, Scott.